This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
Entertaining and informative.
Oh, you're my best friend.
77 WABC.
Good morning. How are you today, Pat? Okay?
I'll tell you, I thought of you after I heard the news about John. And first, let me wish John well publicly for his wonderful career. And I hope he enjoys his golden years and has a nice time. I'm telling you, dog, you should take a bow for this, because I've said this. I said it on my podcast, and this is true. The guy who really got those home run calls started was you, because you were the one who started just wearing out the Sterling calls, and then he started doing these home run calls, and I remember you playing them one after another after another, and I can tell you this. The call that I remember the most, the one that was my favorite, wasn't even a home run. It was a triple. It was a bases-clearing triple by Bernie Williams in the eighth inning against Tampa Bay, and he went crazy with Bernie Goes Boom.
Bernie Goes Boom! Burn, baby, burn!
And you must have played it 25 times that day.
I remember
wearing it out, and that's the one that I remember first more than any of the home run calls, was that Bernie Goes Boom triple that he hit. And I'm telling you, folks, the guy who got this whole thing started was the dog.
Oh, what a great song here, Bruce Springsteen. That was Mike Francesa, and he was on Christopher Mad Dog Russo's great baseball show. It's the best baseball show out there today, High Heat MLB Network. They reunited this week, Mike and the Mad Dog, after John Sterling announced his immediate retirement on Monday. Saturday will be the ceremony. So with that said, his own amazing show every weekday afternoon on Sirius XM, Mad Dog Unleashed, the TV show, and man, has he saved ESPN. I mean, ESPN, basically a cesspool of liberals and America haters. And here comes Russo walking in and saves all of it. I know Stephen A. Smith gets some credit, but as far as I'm concerned, he's the greatest sports guy ever, my dear friend Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Good morning, dog.
Hi, good morning. And I'm very fortunate that I thought of Mike the day that Sterling, when we found out about John the night before. So I said, you know what? I don't want to bother Susan. Michael Kay, you know, he's up in Toronto, might be tricky. Mike would be perfect because we did love those calls. I remember the Tampa call that Mike referred to with that comeback against the Rays. Like I had an eighth inning. I don't remember me going crazy on it. Because Mike liked Sterling as much as I did because he was a Yankee fan. And when Sterling gave you the Yankee win, and the Yankees won a lot in the 90s, Mike loved it. So I think it was more of a combination, but he was theatrical and a lot of fun. He deserves that on Saturday, but it was good to have Mike on. He was sharp as a tack a couple of days ago. And good morning, Sydney. How are you today?
Good morning to you. And it was great. You know, I love you, but you guys, of course, are super together. You know, I did a thing on video, too, here. I mean, I do politics, obviously. You know that, Chris. But I do a fair share amount of sports. Every day we talk sports. I'm a diehard Ranger fan. I can't wait for the Rangers and Caps on Sunday. Love the Knicks. They'll start against Philadelphia on Saturday. We'll talk about the Mets coming up momentarily. But I explained on the video that when I was at the Fan, I was there right after that great Joe Torre run when they won it in 96, 98, 99, and 2000. I was there, for example, for the 0-1 loss to Arizona and the 0-3 loss to the Marlins when Sterling really became prime time. And I said on video, I said, we would have fights. We'd have fights at the Fan as to whether or not John Sterling was too cheesy or entertaining. And it made me angry. He was very entertaining. And let's not forget, we want to win baseball games. We want to win championships. But baseball is a form of entertainment. Is that not right, dog?
100%. Critics didn't like Sterling because he's not a technocrat on the air. He's going to, you know, the balls and strikes, you know, where the ball is hit, how far it goes, it's high, it's far, and it's a pop up to shortstop. You know, those kinds of things annoyed the critics, yeah. And I understand that. There's a part of that that I do understand, and he couldn't see at the end. You know, a ball he thought was a home run is a ground rule double and what have you, but he's entertaining, and if you're a Yankee fan, you got a complete kick out of him. And, you know, the Yankees put out a big statement. Again, he's not, you know, Gary Cohen, who's a tremendous play-by-play guy, is a completely different listen than Sterling is. Sterling is for the Yankee fan who wants to enjoy a Yankee win as much as he does. And Gary's for the baseball fan who wants to listen to a ball game outside on his porch on a summer day with lemonade. I mean, it's a different mindset.
Yeah.
But both have, you know, listen, both are great in their own right. But, and I'm not a Yankee fan, but I got a kick out of Sterling. And I think that is the most important legacy of him. He was fun to listen to. Even when the Yankees were going bad, it was fun because he'd get frustrated. Because John was one of those guys that the Yankees started to lose games and then they hit and their pitching was lousy. If you put the games on radio, you could tell he was annoyed and frustrated. And that was part of the fun, too. If you hated the Yankees and they were in a losing streak, he was annoyed and it was funny. Yep. So you looked at that way as well.
60 more seconds on this, and we'll take a quick break, come back, and talk about how these teams are doing here in New York. But now the pressure is on my friend Chris Olivero and your former station, WFAN, to replace John. I mean, you can't just throw anybody in there. In fact, look, I'm not in sports anymore for the most part, so the two guys I saw in the New York Post, I have no idea who those guys are. Me, I know Ryan Rocco. I like that kid. He's done Yankee games. He's actually very, very good. But would you agree that now the pressure is on to make sure they get somebody good?
Yeah, I think John put him in a tough spot there. He probably would admit it. I mean, you know, to quit on March, or, you know, to think about quitting in March and then decide to quitting, you know, April 15th, probably should have handled it better and maybe give the FAN and the Yankees a little more time. I know Justin Shackle well. He does a good job. He used to work at Mad Dog Radio, so I know him. I don't know the other kid. But you're right. It put the Yankees in a tricky way here. It sounds like they're going to rotate, right? The announcers, the play-by-play guys. And I'm assuming that Susan will stay. I haven't followed it that carefully. But John gave him a bad timeline. You're 100% right. John did not, you know, he should have said to himself in January, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, he's 84, 85 years old. And then they could have organized it a little more properly. It's a little disorganized right now. So you're 100% right. I guess they're going to rotate it, Sid. You would know better than I would.
I don't know, no. I just know that a guy in his 80s decided to leave, and I only wish the President of the United States would do that. Anyway, let's take a short break. I'm a Trump guy. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about the Mets, the Yankees, and a little more with the best sports guy ever, the great Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He's coming back.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This can be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276, 973-354-2276, or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
If you had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients, and they will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read their 5-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today, 800-560-0214 for a free consultation. Or email them at info@gabolaw.com. That's GABOlaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
Remember this, and this is a key part. The guy who is the radio voice is really the guy who is the soundtrack of a baseball team. And he is the one fans remember, and he's the one that city remembers, because in October, the TV guys go away. Network guys take over. They never have the great call. They never have a dramatic playoff call or a World Series call. They don't work those games. The radio guy works those games. And Sterling worked every one of those great Yankee wins and great Yankee World Series wins.
The Yankees are one out away from another World Championship. Now Rivera is set. And the 0-1 swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Bernie back, away back. He's there. He makes a catch. Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be.
Well, this is like a WFAN reunion. This is Sister Golden Hair Surprised by America. Happens to be Eddie Scazzeri's favorite song ever. How do I know that? I guess I know that all those years working with Eddie. Another good point there by Mike Francesa on Christopher Mayer Dog Russo's great show about the postseason dog. He nailed that one, didn't he?
He sure did, and he's 1,000% correct. I mean, it's a job that I'm sure Gary Cohen's got to deal with it, because he gave up the radio to do the TV, and over a 5.5 month period, you'd rather do the games on the television than you would, for instance, on the local radio. But once the postseason begins, if you're a team that is annually in the postseason, as the Yankees certainly were, you know, forever, they're always in the postseason, and last year notwithstanding, you want to be behind the microphone, because that's when people are really paying attention to the big games. So. And John got all those big games. And, if you do the TV and you leave radio to do the TV, you don't get those big games. And that's probably a bothersome aspect of making that switch off the radio, as Gary did. But, hey, it's TV for 6 months. I understand it. Michael Kay in the same sort of situation for the Yankees, because he's not longer doing radio. And he had to miss the November call when Jeter hit the homer against Arizona, so he doesn't have that either. But hey, the bottom line is John was a hell of an announcer. There's no question about it. Perfect, perfect, perfect for the Yankee fan, which is the bottom line.
Agreed. Yeah, that highlight, by the way, was that one hurt. That was Mike Piazza flying out to Bernie Williams,
yes,
that fourth and final Torrey championship after winning two against Atlanta and one against San Diego. Let's talk about the Yanks so far this season, though. They came back last night. They got the win. They were facing a three-game losing streak. Home run for Stanton, home run for Soto, getting big hits. But I'll tell you, you know, the shocking part of the early season for baseball, dog. Yankees are 13-6. That's the best record inside the American League. A half a game better than Cleveland. The Metropolitans have won 10 of 13 after an 0-5 start. The biggest shock to me is when you check the team ERAs around baseball, only Boston, Cleveland, and Kansas City have better ERAs. The Mets and Yankees, both teams, top five pitching in Major League Baseball. I'm shocked by that.
That's a good point. I didn't even know that myself, so that's a good point. I know the Mets have won a lot of, you know, had some timely hitting late in the innings and have had some good starting pitching. I mean, you know that the hitting will catch up. Pitching, obviously, early it's cold, damp. The weather's been terrible in the Northeast, so as a result, you're going to have maybe some better pitch games. All these hard relievers, teams' offensives are not adjusted to it. I mean, to me, the two big stories in baseball, one is the injuries with the starting pitchers, and number two would be how bad the Rockies, the Marlins, and the White Sox are. I mean, those three teams, I mean, the Marlins and the Rockies have won four games apiece, and the White Sox have won three. I mean, they are three very, very... I mean, the Marlins are a disaster. Their ownership situation, it's a mess. I mean, the White Sox changing, you know, the way they go about doing things. Reinsdorf's 85 years old. They're second team in town. They're trying to rebuild. And, of course, the Rockies never can figure out a way to get it right out there in Denver with the altitude and everything else, never have any pitching. But those three, to me, is another storyline of how bad they've been. And then, of course, you got all the starting pitchers. It's got nothing to do with pitch clock. That's absurd. That's one of the dumbest arguments we've heard. I do think Tony Clark was thinking maybe with a lot of discussion regarding, you know, coups with the Players Association, everything else, maybe he wanted to get his players centered on one specific issue and get him away from all the other things that might be bothering them. And a pitch clock would do it. But the whole world knows it's not the pitch clock. Pedro Martinez came out and said that. That's all you need to know. Verlander came out and said that. That's all you need to know. It's not because they went from 20 to 15 seconds. I mean, geez, these kids throw 100 miles an hour when they're 12 years old.
Right.
And all these AAU and Little League managers and high school baseball coaches who think they're going to be the next Casey Stengel go out there and let these kids throw as hard as they can for as long as they can. Oh, and by the way, throw in a good Uncle Charlie with the curveballs. I mean, and as a result, these kids, the arm is going to go eventually because it can't withstand it. That's the issue with the arm injury. But you're right. The Yankees and the Mets have had good pitching. Mets did a very good job off a terrible start. It looked like they were going to have one of those awful years when they played that first couple series against Milwaukee and Detroit. They were terrible. And then they bounced back. And the Yankees, you know, Soto makes a big difference. It was a big win yesterday, Sid, with that run comeback in the ninth inning. That was I saw a little bit of a gut check. Nice job in Toronto. They get Cole back. Division will be good. They and the Orioles should have a good run there down the stretch. Now, they play a lot early in the year, which I hate because, you know, Texas and Houston, for instance, has already played seven games. They only play six more. The Yankees and the Orioles will play seven games late April, early May, and they only will play six more. Drives me crazy with the balanced schedule. You got to live with it.
All right, two more minutes to go. Great job there. That's why Christopher Mad Dog Russo is the best baseball guy in the country, and I said that right to Brian Kenny's face. I want to get to basketball. I did a video a couple of days ago on Jalen Brunson, and I can't say enough good things about this guy. And I know the Knicks have had some pretty good point guards, guys like Stephon Marbury. But to me right now, the only point guard in Knick history better than Brunson, after only 2 years, mind you, is Frazier. That's it. Now, look, Knicks have had some great offensive players along the way. 10 feet to the basket. I've never seen anybody better than Bernard King, ever. And Carmelo can score a bunch, too. But this guy, Brunson, this is something else. The last couple of months, what he's done. Now, look, I wanted the Heat to win yesterday. I don't want Joel Embiid in the first round of the playoffs. I really don't. But Jalen Brunson, would you agree, outside of Clyde, next best Knick point guard ever and an unbelievable player?
and give Leon Rose credit. I mean, he did a great job at that signing. We saw glimpses of Brunson when Doncic was out a couple years ago against Utah in the first-round playoff series, and Brunson played great. Yeah, he's done a superb job. That was a tremendous signing. Yes, I would rank him right, as you said, below Clyde. And he's, you know, he's a, and listen, I don't know if he's a great, great player, you know, but he's very, very good. And, you know, I'm not sure if he can carry a team to a championship by himself. I think the Knicks actually got up. Now, as it turns out, Butler might be hurt. But if Butler was not hurt, I would have rather played Philly. I don't trust Philly. Miami with Spoelstra, their culture, game five, played all the way to Denver last year in the finals. They beat the Knicks. Hero's there now. He wasn't there last year. He was out. I actually think that Miami would have been a tougher out if Butler was able to play, and who knows now with this. He got this sprained MCL. I think the Knicks, the thing that would worry me a little bit about the Knicks is that I don't know if the Knicks have another gear. You know, he plays Thibodeau every game like it's game seven, and good for him. Look, last week against the Bulls is a perfect example. You know, Brunson played 77 games. I mean, Butler played 60. That's all you need to know about that. And, you know the Sixers could have a different gear. You know, you think Miami might have a different gear. Some of these regular season teams that underachieve some, they might have another spot they can get to in the postseason. And I don't think the Knicks do. I think the Knicks will bust your rear end. They give you everything they got. But this is who they are. They're not going to get any better. And I think these other teams that they might play could, and that would scare me a little bit. But I do think they got a hell of a chance to get to the conference final. I think they could easily, you know, win two long seven-game series in these first two rounds. You know, maybe they play Indiana instead of Milwaukee, for instance. They're not beating the Celtics, I don't think. But, I mean, the Knicks, it's going to be a fun series against Philly. Embiid, he's not himself. He hasn't played a lot. He looked tired as hell last night, but he's, you know, he's a 7-foot center who shoots threes. So should be a good series. I'm looking forward to it. Knicks, Sixers in a playoff series. We haven't had that in a long, long time. 100 miles apart. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Then into the Lakers Nuggets at 8:30. I mean, that's a good NBA night in New York. I'll be completely into it, and I would say Knicks in seven.
I'll take it. I will take it. I love what you said about the Heat, too. I remember last year I kept picking Miami in the postseason, and these guys here at my station on my show were saying, why? You mentioned Spoelstra, and you left out your great buddy, who as long as he's still there, it's always tough to beat the Heat, and that's Pat Riley. Pat Riley is still running that show, and if Riley is there, that anywhere he can win. Anywhere.
100%. I mean, Riley's an all-timer. He's one of the all-time greats. He's a great executive, and he obviously was a great coach. Still looks good for whatever he is, 78, 79
yes,
years old.
He does.
I mean, he's incredible how he looks. Yeah. He kept himself in shape, his hair, everything. And I love Riley. You know, Riley's my old-timer, and we all know that. Never talks to me now because Mike and I killed him when he left town there in 95, whatever it was, with the fax thing when he left the Knicks, which drove us crazy. But the bottom line is, the Heat injury with you know, you got a couple of injuries right now that are a problem. You know, no Zion tomorrow night. You know, I don't know what Butler's going to do now. Doesn't sound like it's very good for them. Maybe they get by Chicago anyway, but they don't test Boston without Butler. So it's a situation where, you know, the Celtics got a lot of scars. I mean, they got a lot of scar tissue. You know, they blew it 2 years ago, Golden State 2-1 lead. Last year they lost to Miami. They never should have lost a game seven. They were down 3-0. A lot of scar tissue for the Celtics, and they're by far the favorite. So we shall see. We shall see.
Yeah, they're too good. Tatum and Brown and, you know, the other guys, too. Holiday just signed a big contract, and White and Porzingis has regained it in Boston. They're too good. As you are, Chris, this was an amazing, amazing appearance. Thank you, as always. It's always an honor and a big deal for me to get you on my show. Thank you so much, Chris Russo. I love you. Thank you.
All right, Sid, thank you. Knock him dead. Appreciate it.
You got it. There he is, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, the best. Any sport, man, nobody better. Check him out, Mad Dog Unleashed on Sirius XM.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.